2011 Gallery Grab Benefit, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Catskill Art Society, 48 Main Street in Livingston Manor, New York, 845-436-4227. Saturday, October 22nd, Chamber Music at St. Andrews presents Music for Winds and Strings in their final concert of their 10th season, 8 p.m. at St. Andrews Church, 5277 State Route 42 in South Fallsburg, New York. For reservations, call 845-292-8967. Sunday, October 23rd, you can learn about caring for quilts, 2 p.m. at the Time and Valleys Museum, 332 Main Street in Grahamsville, New York, at 2 p.m., 845-985-7700. Sunday, October 23rd, there's a Fall Fiddle Festival. Doors open at 1 p.m. and music starts at 2 p.m. at the Beach Lake Fire Hall, Route 652 in Beach Lake, Pennsylvania. Sunday, October 23rd, the Wayne County Arts Alliance's Sunday Night Cinema Fall Series continues with Riding Alone for Thousands of Miles, 7 p.m. at the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce, 32 Commercial Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, 570-394-4420. Sunday, October 23rd, the Lakeside Players present their new mystery drama, Drowning Sorrows, 7:30 p.m. at the Lakeville Community Hall, Route 590 in Lakeville, Pennsylvania. For reservations, 570-226-6207. Please send news of your arts and cultural events to calendar at wjffradio.org. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program features the music of John Lennon and his sons, Julian Lennon and Sean Lennon, who have both released new albums this year. John Lennon.
Quite slowly, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Lucy. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
on a train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
John Lennon and the Beatles recorded that song on their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, and they released it in June of 1967. When John Lennon's son, Julian, was about 4 years old. And John Lennon and Cynthia Lennon met each other in the late 50s when they were teenagers, both attending art school. And they married, and Julian Lennon was born in 1963, right as the Beatles were starting their ascent into the musical life that the Beatles had. And Julian was attending preschool, and you know how you do finger painting and artwork. Well, he did a piece of art which he brought home, and he showed it to his dad. And it was a picture of a friend of his, a little girl that he knew named Lucy. And it's a picture of her that he drew, and she's surrounded by stars. And so John was inspired by his son's artwork, and he wrote that song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And that song was inspired by Julian Lennon. So it was very interesting that Julian Lennon recorded his own song called Lucy. In 2009, Julian Lennon released and extended an EP, and the song is called Lucy, and it was a memory of the little girl that had inspired his piece of art. Her name was Lucy Vauden, and she died of lupus. And when Julian Lennon wrote this song, he decided that 50% of the proceeds of this song, Lucy, would go to fund lupus research. So we just heard John Lennon's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And, you know, Julian was 4 years old. Well, Julian grew up. He's 48 years old now. So let's hear Julian Lennon's song, A Tribute to Lucy, from 2009.
Here she comes with her girlfriends, walking in circles, making their way hand in hand. When she plays with her girlfriends, she's one in a million, coming again and again. Do, 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 do.
left with your girlfriends. You know it's a true love that's so innocent. When she smiles with her girlfriend, I'll always remember the smile.
That's Julian Lennon's song from 2009, and that's about the little girl named Lucy who inspired his father's song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. So Julian Lennon, you know, when you look at his face, you can see his resemblance to John, and you can also hear it in his voice. But the story goes that John and Julian's mother, Cynthia, divorced when Julian was only 5 years old. And he didn't have much contact with his father. You know, Yoko Ono and John Lennon had a romance that pretty much excluded any contact with Cynthia or Julian. And it was in the 70s when John Lennon finally established contact with Julian again. And so, you know, Julian inherited a lot of things from his father, and he was influenced by his father, even though he didn't actually spend as much time with him as most children do with their fathers. There's one thing that I think is particularly beautiful. There's a conversation he had with John once about a white feather. And here's a quote from Julian about the conversation that he had with his father, John Lennon. He says, quote, "Dad once said to me that should he pass away, if there was some way of letting me know he was going to be okay, that we were all going to be okay, the message would come to me in the form of a white feather. The white feather has always represented peace to me." So in 2009, Julian Lennon founded the White Feather Foundation. That's the same year that he recorded the song that we just heard. The mission statement of the White Feather Foundation is, quote, "The White Feather Foundation embraces environmental and humanitarian issues and in conjunction with partners from around the world helps to raise funds for the betterment of all life and to honor those who have truly made a difference." So John Lennon left his traces in both of his sons, Julian and Sean. So Julian, you know, after he was five, he pretty much didn't get to see his father very much. Although when he did get back to him, they had a tiny little bit of musical rapport. You know, John showed him a couple of chords and bought him a guitar. So Julian pretty much formed as a musician under his own steam. When he was 21 years old, he releases his debut solo album called Velat in 1984, produced by the world-famous musical producer Phil Ramone, who did so much work with, say, Paul Simon and other artists that you probably know. In any event, that album was voted as the Grammy. It got the Grammy Award that year for the Best New Artist, his debut album. So he was 21 years old for his debut album, and he has just released another album in October 3rd of 2011. The album is called Everything Changes, and he's 48 years old now. So I thought it would be really interesting to listen to one of the top 10 hits from his solo debut album, called Too Late for Goodbyes. And then let's hear a song from the album that he just released called Looking for Love. This is Julian Lennon.
Why do you always look the other way when I'm trying to see your soul? I want a love that grows in every way, but my heart can't find resolve. I just want peace of mind with a lover I can depend, with a lover and a friend. I need to find someone with the purest heart and mind. It's the hardest thing to find. I'm looking for love, but I'm searching in all the wrong places. Oh God from above, can't you help me see through all these faces? That feeling deep inside when my heart begins to burst. I wanna find a love that's not a lie, so I know that I'm not cursed. I just want peace of mind with a love I can depend, with a lover and a friend. I need to find someone with the purest heart and mind. It's the hardest thing to
Julian Lennon. That was two songs from Julian Lennon's, his most recent album, which he just released in October of 2011, is called Everything Changes, Looking for Love. And before that, we heard a track called Too Late for Goodbye from his solo debut recording back in 1984. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So today's program, John Lennon has two sons, Julian Lennon and Sean Lennon. And, you know, Julian was only 5 years old when his parents divorced, and he did see his father intermittently over the years. But the main way that he was influenced by his father's music was not from a face-to-face, one-on-one connection. It was from hearing the Beatles. You know, he grew up as the Beatles were recording. He heard his father's music all his life, and he knew who the Beatles were. And you can so hear that influence, especially in that first album, which was produced by Phil Ramone. So, you know, it was a complicated situation, and the relationship was a little strained between Julian and John Lennon's second wife, Yoko Ono. But Yoko and John Lennon had a son named Sean, who was born on the exact same day as his father's birthday, October 9th, in 1980. And it's interesting because Julian and Sean apparently have a very good relationship. They're good friends. And it's interesting, when Sean Lennon did a tour, a music tour in 2007, Julian Lennon accompanied him on the tour as his photographer. So the two have a very good relationship, which gives me a warm feeling. Julian Lennon continues to celebrate his father's life. There was a commemoration of John Lennon's 70th birthday. In October of 2010, Julian Lennon and Cynthia Lennon unveiled a peace monument, the John Lennon Peace Monument, in his hometown of Liverpool in England. So Sean Lennon had a lot more one-on-one time with his father, I guess, maybe. You know, the thing that's interesting between their two lives, Julian was only 5 when his parents divorced. Well, Sean Lennon was only 5 years old when his father was taken away from him by circumstances that we're all familiar with. So Sean Lennon and Julian both really only were with their father, you know, in the first 5 years of their life. But it's interesting because according to what Sean says, he didn't really grow up listening to Beatles music. Yoko Ono didn't really play Beatles music after John's death in the house. But John Lennon released an album the very same year that Sean was born, and it's called Double Fantasy. And we're going to hear 2 songs from that album. My apologies. Sean Lennon was born in 1975. My apologies. He was 5 years old when his father, John Lennon, released the Double Fantasy album in 1980. And just as a couple of songs were inspired when the Beatles were recording songs, John Lennon's son, Sean, inspired a song that John Lennon recorded on the Double Fantasy LP. So let's listen to 2 tracks from that album, Double Fantasy, from 1980. John Lennon will start with Watching the Wheels, followed by the song for his little boy called Beautiful Boy. John Lennon, Watching the Wheels.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. Watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy? You're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. Just had to let it go.
lost in confusion. Will I tell them there's no problem, only solutions? Will they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind? I told them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time.
WJFF is seeking donations for its annual music sale on Saturday, November 19th. We welcome anything musical. CDs, LPs, 45s, sheet music, books, musical instruments, vintage radios, and good quality audio and electronic equipment in working order. To donate, call WJFF at 845-482-4141 or email adam@wjffradio.org.
Say a little prayer every day. darling Sean.
Good night, Sean. See you in the morning. That was John Lennon's tender ballad, his beautiful song, Beautiful Boy, from a 1980 double fantasy album, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And before that, we heard John Lennon's song, Watching the Wheels. So yes, John Lennon had two sons, Julian Lennon and Sean Lennon. Sean Lennon grew up in a very imaginative and inspiring environment, even though he didn't really listen to his father's music until he ventured forth on his own as a teenager and started to listen to it. You can still hear the influence of John Lennon on Sean's music, just as you can hear the influence of John Lennon on Julian's music. And it's really a fascinating thing. Julian released his solo debut when he was 21 years old back in 1984. And Sean Lennon, after doing a lot of different projects and sideman work with his mother Yoko Ono in the Plastic Ono Band, when Sean Lennon was 26 years old, he releases his solo debut in 1988, a solo debut album called Into the Sun. So let's listen to a track from Sean Lennon's debut album. This song is called Breeze from Into the Sun.
Underneath me,
His solo debut album in 1998 called Into the Sun. That song is called Breeze. What did you think about it? Did you like it? I think it's really good. I think he can really play the guitar. And I think he has his own voice. And yes, he does look like his father. And yes, you can hear his father's voice in his voice. But Sean Lennon is an amazing artist. I'm so pleased with the music that I've discovered coming from Sean Lennon. After he released that album, it was 8 more years until his next solo album called Friendly Fire. He made his first major television appearance on the late night show with David Letterman performing a song from Friendly Fire. He's been pretty busy recently. He started getting involved in soundtracks for movies, in film scores. And he has been involved in film scores in here's the list: 2004, Five Children and It; 2005, Smile for the Camera; 2006, Friendly Fire. These are film scores. 2008, The Stranger; 2008, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Undead; 2008, T-Fight; and then this year, 2011, A Monster in Paris, A Monstre à Paris. So Sean Lennon is really developing as a musician, and his life seems to be pretty full. He has a beautiful girlfriend. Her name is Charlotte Kemp Mull, and they share a brownstone together in Manhattan. And from what I understand today, this afternoon, down at the Occupy Wall Street protest at Liberty Plaza in New York City, that Sean Lennon is visiting Liberty Plaza and singing and performing this afternoon. Very interesting. His father would be proud of him. So his girlfriend Charlotte Kemp Mull and Sean Lennon started their own record label called Chimera, however you would like to pronounce it. And they have formed a band, an incredible band. And it's really got a wacky title. It's called The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. That's the name of the band. The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. And they've released two albums this year, 2011. The first album is an acoustic album. And then the most recent album released in February of this year is called Le Carotte Bleu, The Blue Carrot. And they sing together as a duo, and it's wonderful to hear how their voices blend together and the fascinating structure of the songs. It's really beautiful. They've been doing a lot of performing. In fact, they were just here in our area performing at the university in Stony Brook, New York, on October the 15th. So let's listen to some songs from their most recent release, The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. This is Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mull. First, we'll start with Jardin du Luxembourg, followed by Rainbows in Gasoline, and then we'll hear 2012. Sean Lennon.
Skeletons in your closet, aroma sipping soda, popping, gossiping, glitter stars littering the rusty stairs. She wanted fresh air.
The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. That band is Sean Lennon's new band, Sean Lennon and his girlfriend, Charlotte Kemp Mule. We just heard two songs from Le Carotte Bleu, the Blue Carrot. Actually, we heard three songs, Jardin du Luxembourg, Rainbows in Gasoline, and 2012. Who wouldn't want to be in the class of 2012? That's Sean Lennon, and the band is called The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. That album was just released in February 2011. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program, John Lennon and his sons Julian Lennon and Sean Lennon. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59, it's about 56 degrees, and a frost advisory is in effect from 1 a.m. tonight until 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.